On this week's Talking with Topher, dinosaurs aren't real, space isn't real, the earth is flat. You heard it here first. It's just, I think that's what winning feels like. Because right now, I kind of feel like a winner. I didn't even know spiders were in the water. I thought if I got in the water, I was safe from. And now let's get into episode 206. What is happening, TWT fans? It is so good to be back on this March 14th, 2024, and I am so glad you all came back for some more. That's right. I've got a fun-filled episode for all of you, but before I get into any of that, let me start off the same way I always do by saying thank you. Thank you to all of my subscribers. Thank you to all of my guests who keep coming on time and time again. I greatly appreciate you all. You are what keeps the podcast going. You're what keeps me coming back week after week. So keep it up and just grab that Linktree link in the description and share it with everybody you know. Hopefully they like it as much as you do. Are you new to the podcast? You stopping by, checking it out? Did someone send you a Linktree? I'm so glad you clicked it, because the number one thing that you need to do right now is hit that subscribe button, all right? It's so important. It keeps me coming back week after week. It helps the podcast grow. It allows me to put more effort into all of the things that I do for the podcast, and it is the most important thing that you can be doing right now. So go ahead and click that subscribe button. I greatly appreciate it. You want your opportunity to be on Talking with Topher? You want to come sit down at the table? T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com is the official email of the podcast. That's right. You can send an audio, video, or type it out, but you got to send it over to the official email of the podcast, T-A-L-K-I-N with Topher at gmail.com. And you've heard me mention it a couple times now, but the Linktree link that's in the description below the video, go and click it. That's right. It's going to give you access to everything TWT. It's just that easy. And now it's just that easy to share the podcast with everyone you know by copying and sending it out. Now that we're out of that, so I'm assuming you can see my t-shirt. And if you can't, well, you should watch the videos, because YouTube is where I fucking focus on, everybody. YouTube is what I focus on. So if you're not watching the video, that's fine. I have a Talking with Topher t-shirt. Actually, if I sit right here and don't move, you can see it just fine. I'm so pumped. All right. So no, these are not printed yet, but they are printable. So I'm putting this out there. I'm trying something here. I'm going to have stickers, okay? They're going to sell for like $3. And I'm going to do shirts. And as of right now, I want to keep it at a price point that I have in my head. I have not gotten a price quote yet. But it looks like I might be able to get my hands on a small amount at once. Unfortunately, I can't find anybody that'll just print as I go. So I have to buy a small abundance of shirts. And right now, I can't do the order that the other company wanted me to do. It was way too much. And this company is going to be a little bit cheaper because it's a very tiny company, one person trying to get off their feet. And I figured, why wouldn't I help that person? Because they're going to help me, and that's going to help the podcast, right? So I'm going to end up working with this person because of that reason and that reason only, and then I'm going to have them on as a guest. It's going to be fun. So we're going to get some shirts made. We're going to We're going to have those available. I do need, if you want a shirt, email me. You want a sticker, email me. Send emails, everybody. It works. It's not spam. Go to the email and go ahead and send me one. If you want a shirt, you want a sticker, I need to know. I'm placing these orders shortly. So if you are really, really, truly interested, please send that email out and I will consider everybody's requests and I will go ahead and get some actual Talking with Topher merch made. So I'm working on it, everybody. We are going into year five, as you can see. I updated my microphone. I had to update my coax cables, updated headphones. If I have more than one guest, well, up to two. So if I have three guests, right, I can't talk, which is funny because that's what I'm trying to do right now. You know, everybody's going to be on a Shure mic now. I've got all the monitors up. I got, you know, the wall all fixed. So the podcast room is now ready to record. And I'm just very excited for all of this. You're what's making this possible. If I wasn't still getting subscribers, if the channel wasn't doing anything, obviously I'm not just going to keep dumping money into something. But because everybody loves the videos, everybody's loving, I guess, somewhat of what I'm doing. I have a good message maybe, but because of all the positivity, all the stuff that I've gotten back from the constructive criticism. Sorry, I was having a brain fart there. So because of all of that, I've taken a lot into consideration. There are going to be some slight changes for now, and then there's going to be some massive changes probably come summer once I can figure out a few more things. But I'm trying to get it a little bit more cozy up in here, but I know everybody likes the TV and a certain feel that this room has now, and I've heard all that, and I'm still considering, you know, some changes, but I'm going to change within reason, you know. I was going to go pretty drastic, but everybody kind of talked me out of that, so I do appreciate that because it's less work. I just need to find myself some, big old comfy chairs and, we're gonna do this a little bit differently, but I'm very excited and I wanted to thank everybody, again. I know this is probably like, oh, well, I thought we were done with the subscribe and this and that. I know I can't help it, everybody. I am so excited to finally be doing what feels real, right? Before it was to keep me a specific way. It was to keep me off of alcohol. It was to keep me moving forward. And it gave me an outlet. And now I've given others an outlet to come to. And so now I'm also fulfilling my my goal of staying off of alcohol. But now I'm also helping others either achieve their goal to start getting off their addiction, or they're already on their journey and some little nuggets come out and they like them. And this isn't me saying that they like them. I've been told. Oh, and there is print on the back of this shirt. Here, let me do this.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, they're not too bad. I am going to be updating the design. This was just a sample to go back onto the shirts, even though I was going off of it. But so just in case you're sitting there going, wait a minute, that doesn't look, it's close, but it's still not 100% the logo. So I it's because they were putting something together for me so that I could get an idea, and they didn't want me to send any personal information over. So I made sure not to send any personal information over, and this is what I got, this is what I paid for, and I was like, you know what, we are very close, I actually want to do this. So she's like, all right, you can send me the official PDF then. And I was like, okay, here we go, game on. So I got a vinyl sticker on my car, I'm so happy, my car's fixed, finally. No, seriously, it's fixed. I had to order one rim, so whatever. Got a rim, got a flip of rubber, and now everything is fixed. No vibrations, and I'm happy as a pig in shit finally. I mean, since I bought the car, it's never driven this good. I mean, it drives really, really nice now. So all kinds of great things happening, podcasts in my life, and it wasn't a bad week. I mean, kind of a, well, I heard something about win-win. What was that? Oh, shoot. It was on Dr. Drew. They were talking about win-win. Or was it Ben Greenfield? Win-win. It might have been Ben Greenfield. I think it's actually something negative. A win-win is not good. But anyways, I digress. So now that I've given you all the updates on everything that's going on, how things are going, you know, I am doing good. I'm doing really well. I have, you know, a very special baby shower to go to on Saturday. I am very excited for it. I was actually very surprised I got the invite, so super excited I got the invite at the same time, because, you know, as time goes on and we get older, sometimes when we don't see people as often as we once did, that, you know, you don't know if you're remembered, but when you get remembered, it is a very nice feeling. So I'm very excited for Saturday. I'm very excited for them, you know, being in my position. You know, I still do find joy in other people's happiness, even though when their happiness reminds me of my saddest days. So that's just life. It's life. You have to be okay with that. You can't hide yourself off somewhere because everything in the world is going to hurt or upset you. Unfortunately, that's just part of life. And the thing about it is that, yeah, you know, you have a bad experience, but it can't make all the good experiences always bad. It can't. You can't live that life. You can't live that life. That life is a very, very unhappy life to be living in. So I think that, you know, it's going to be a great day. Hopefully it'll be beautiful out. You know, getting close to my anniversary now. St. Paddy's Day is coming around the corner. I used to do like seasonal podcasts. I found that to be too corny. I left that to bad friends. I mean, they got all the subscribers, so they can get away with doing birthday parties and festive holiday shoots. Me, I'm lucky if I can find the hour to an hour and a half that I need to get one of these done. I think I've rambled on here long enough, so we're going to take a break so you can hear from my sponsor. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. So this March, go to Slow Down Clothing, your go-to destination for everything you're going to need this summer. Are you ready to celebrate in style and gear up for a sunny season ahead? Look no further than Slow Down Clothing for all your wardrobe needs. Whether you're hitting the beach, tackling yard work, or simply enjoying the great outdoors, we've got you covered. And don't forget to use promo code TOPHER for an extra 10% off before you check out on your entire purchase. Simply visit us at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and start browsing our fabulous collection from women's leggings to kids' tees and adult tees. We offer a diverse range of apparel to suit every style and occasion. But that's not all. Our hats are truly exceptional. The superior embroidery and unique design set our hats apart from the rest. Not to mention, each hat features prints under the bill, adding an extra touch of personality to your look. At Slow Down Clothing, we take pride in constantly updating and refreshing our designs, so there's always something new and exciting to discover whenever you visit our website. Embrace the season with confidence and show off your unique style with our carefully curated selection of clothing and accessories. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your wardrobe and make a statement. So what are you waiting for? Head over to Slow Down Clothing booking.bigcartel.com and explore our latest arrivals and treat yourself to something special. Celebrate St. Patrick's Day and gear up for an unforgettable summer with Slow Down Clothing. Slow down, take a moment, and embrace the extraordinary. Visit us today and experience the difference at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com. And don't forget to use the promo code T-O-P-H-E-R before you check out and get an extra 10% off your entire purchase today. And I'm back. All right, everybody. We are going to do some Topher's topics, right? I got some interesting stuff to talk about today. And I do not know, but this is crazy, right? Because everything is pretty wild today, and we're just digging all kinds of things up. We're finding all kinds of things. We're in the middle of multiple wars. We've got so much going on that, you know, when you are walking around, you know, the last thing you need is to find a bomb. And I guess this one here is wild because could you imagine just walking along the beach and then all of a sudden you're walking on top of near Inuit 1,000-pound bomb from World War II era. It was dug up near Florida Airport. What? That is crazy. Construction workers found an Inuit, I-N-E-R-T, inert, 1,000-pound bomb on the future site of a college campus in Florida on Tuesday, officials said. They unearthed the World War II-era bomb while working on the future site of Wilton Simpson Technical College campus in Brooksfield, located by the northeast corner of Brooksfield, Tampa Bay Regional Airport. Hernando County Sheriff Ninas said Brooksville is about 50 miles north of Tampa. Look at the size of this fucking thing. Inert is lacking the capability of strength to move. Lacking the ability or strength to move. So nobody can move this thing, therefore it's inert. All right, well, that makes a little bit of sense to me, but I mean, this is from World War II? That's so insane. The bomb squad from Citrus County Sheriff's Office responded and determined the bomb was inert. Officials said a team from MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa also responded. Roads in the area were reopened Tuesday. So it's not a bomb that's going to go off. And so, I mean, but still, you're in the middle of construction and you just find a big old bomb. I mean, I guess I couldn't understand anything, but that was dropped from what? I mean, well, it's over by Tampa. So World War II provided the greatest economic growth in American history. The war effort sent large amounts of money into Florida, leading to rebuilding and even growth after the Great Depression. War contracts helped to rebuild Florida's manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism. Still doesn't say why there's a bomb buried there, but a lot of these are unexplained. This is like the third one they found. So, I don't know, man. If you are in the middle of construction or maybe you're just building a sandcastle at the beach, I think the last thing anybody wants to find is something like this. Let's see. In New York. So, hey, we're just going to give more money to the migrants, right? Just going to give more money to more people who have nothing to do with this country. So, this is just fantastic, and it tickles me. So, I wanted to hear what he has to say because I'm sure it's nothing worthwhile.
You were mentioned in last night's debate on the topic of immigration. Let's take a look at this.
This is putting harm on our schools, on our hospitals. Taxpayers are paying for it. You see, these mayors are now upset about it. The only reason Eric Adams is now upset, why? He shouldn't be a sanctuary city then. That's why we have to defund sanctuary cities. Now Governor Abbott finally did to them what's been happening to Texas for so long. We've got to put an end to this.
All right, Mayor, what's your reaction?
Well, national leaders should have national knowledge of policies. This has nothing to do with sanctuary cities. Migrants and asylum seekers are paroled into the countries. They're here legally. And so when you have a national leader talking about sanctuary cities, the reason we're having this is telling me she's not knowledgeable on the real topic. The problem is when you parole someone into a country, you should have a decompression strategy on a national level to spread it throughout the country and not target just certain cities.
Mayor Eric Adams has been vocal about his city's struggles with mass immigration in recent months. The mayor had notably different rhetoric in 2019. However, when he was proclaimed, the ultimate city of immigrants wants you to remember you're always welcome here. That used to be his message. So I think he's being a hypocrite, right? If you're telling, this is the way I was in 2019, I want everybody to come, da-da-da-da-da, and now we're doing it. So he sounds a little bit of a hypocrite because he's like, I don't want to, you know, drown our major cities. And it's like, well, she said this, so she sounds uneducated about the situation. Is she uneducated or is she right? Well, they're on a probationary period. Not all of them. We're not stopping all of them. We're not stopping quite a few of them, right? And also, you are incentivizing these people to come here. And if they will vote your way, then you're more apt to allow them to come into the country than if they don't. So I think there's a lot involved in this, and I do not believe that, yes, is there I believe there's a proper way to do it. I don't believe that they're doing it a proper way. I think they're doing it to benefit their agenda. That's what I'm trying to get at. If they were trying to do it a proper way, then the way that this guy just described it should be the proper way that they do it, right? You know, normally, you know, if I get out of jail, I'm on probation until I prove that I'm a good little boy, and then they take me off probation and let me live my life again, right? So if you're coming into the country, you're now on probation, and if you do anything wrong within the country, we get to kick you out. So I believe in migration. I believe in it because I'm from... Well, my relatives, my great-grandmother, are from a different country. They migrated here to save themselves, to stay alive, because they were being slaughtered, just like Gaza. And because of that, I'm here, which is an incredible thing. But I don't want to see that happen to other people. We shouldn't. Do we need control? Do we need to? Yes, I do believe that. I do believe we need to pay more attention because they are just shoveling over men. Boy, men. All men. Why? Why? Where are the women and children? Look at a lot of those places where the borders are up. And look at the amount of people coming over. And the amount of people that have been interviewed on their way over. And they're coming from Jordan, I think, and somewhere else. There was like two or three different places, but the majority, I believe, was Jordan. And they were showing up, and it was just all men. One after the other, after the other, after the other. What's that all about? Those are the things I think we should be worrying about. I don't think the women and children are an issue, but they could be. Anybody could be an issue. Anybody. But I don't think that in a land of migrants, we should be stopping migration into the country. But we definitely got to do something about this. And I have no idea what to do. So I'm going to talk about a scientist who found a dragon. Scientists unveiled 240-million-year-old dragon fossil. Now, this just, I don't believe those dragons, everybody. Giant flying lizards. It is possible. This is supposedly the head, neck, right? And then the body. And then there's like a fin over here. But this seems like more aquatic, right? Not land. Newly discovered fossils have allowed scientists to reveal a 240-year-old dragon in its entirety for the first time ever. National Museum Scotland said in the statement on Friday, the 5-meter-long reptile from the Triassic period in China was first identified in 2003, but after studying 5 newer specimens for 10 years, scientists were able to depict the entire creature, which is named Dinocephalorhynchus orientalis. I have no idea. One fully architected fossil, the last to come to light, offered a beautiful, complete specimen from the tip of the nose right down to the tip of the tail. Dr. Nick Fraser, keeper of national sciences at NMS and one of the researchers, told CNN, it curled around in a sort of a figure eight, and it's very reminiscent of all of a Chinese dragon. That fossil helped illuminate the mysterious creature. An international team of researchers from Scotland, Germany, and U.S. and China published their findings in the journal Earth and Environmental Science Transactions of the Royal Society of Edinburgh. So, local farms took a look at Chung to pig pen, type of rock, the bone fragments, and pieced them together to discover this new species, Fraser added. An artist's rendition of an ancient marine creature. So this is the picture of the marine creature. Now, newer fossils indicate that the creature had 32 vertebrae, creating an extremely long neck, and likely helped it catch fish, though scientists are still unsure of its precise function. I mean, it's a goddamn creature. It's a creature that lives in the ocean. And if it was a dragon, see, I think that is blade-like spikes for armor discovered in UK. So we're discovering all these new dinosaurs and shit. But I thought dinosaurs weren't real. Huh? Dinosaurs aren't real. Space isn't real. The Earth is flat. You heard it here first. Pretty crazy, though. Pretty crazy to say that they found an actual dragon. I don't know. I don't know about this. I mean, maybe. But I don't think it was flying around. I think maybe it was swimming. Now, this is super, super creepy. Totally creeped me out. I am not a big spider fan. So, new research shows how these giant sea spiders in Antarctica reproduce. Dads are the hero in this story. New research shows that male sea spiders in the Antarctica take care of the young after the mother lays her eggs. So, I'll play the video for you. So, there's no sound. Giant Antarctica sea spiders are stay-at-home dads who protect their mates' eggs until they hatch. So I guess all those little white things are the eggs. This thing lives in the water. New research shows how different these giant spiders are. How giant is it? What are you saying is a giant spider? For the first time, scientists have been able to watch the spiders reproduce their reproductive cycle. Actually, that's pretty big. The spiders can have legs more than a foot. Did I say wide? More than a foot wide. That's wild. They're an example of polar gigantism and have been shrouded in mystery until now. Oh, wow, really? So this is just a giant aquatic spider, and they got to see how it mates for the first time. I didn't even know spiders were in the water. I thought if I got in the water, I was safe from spiders. Now I'm not safe from spiders. Is there anywhere bugs won't go? Because I want to go there. Oh my God, did anybody see this crazy couple? Crazy couple. I have no links. I have no idea how to find them. I believe it was TikTok. They have an environment house. It's an environment house because it has no windows, screens, or doors. So she's like, everybody's wondering how we deal with all the bugs and the moths at night. And da 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 da. And she has bees flying next to her face because they are literally making a hive on like her pillar in her house that splits her dining room and kitchen. And they're all covered on it. And she's like, we just love them. We love having them here. The bees are just flying around her. I'm like, oh, so you're an indoor beekeeper? Like, what? Got moths flying around. No windows, no doors, no screens. Man, go fuck yourself. No thank you. Crazy, though. Crazy. But now, spiders in the water and people living with bugs. What is happening? So this is the world's smallest robot. It's the smallest humanoid robot. It's more than a toy. It walks, dances, even kicks a ball. So I wanted to show this because I know they were going to show a couple pictures. Let me really quickly go through this. School students from Hong Kong have shined in the world sphere with an entry into the Guinness World Book of Records that have in the school robotics laboratory built what is now recognized as the smallest humanoid in the world by the ACE recorded keeper. By the ACE record keeper. To reach the feat, they had to do better than just build a miniature robot. The robot to be built, record holding, must be capable of bipedal movement and able to articulate its knees, hips, elbows, and shoulders. The four member of the team, Aaron Ho Ya Feng, Isaac Zachary Tu, Justin Wang, Tao Doing, and Nijo Hai Lung. With their bot, which does not have a moniker yet, has broken the record for the smallest robot held by Pakistan's Zan Ahmed Qureshi. Qureshi? Wow. For the reference, the humanoid from Dagestan's boys' school students is shorter than a standard ballpoint pen. I mean, it looks really neat. According to the information shared by Guinness World Book of Records, the newest small humanoid measures 141 millimeters tall. For the record, that is an estimated 11.3 millimeters shorter than the previous record-holding robot by Qureshi. Even though they are underlining intention is such of a miniature robot was to break the Guinness World Book of Records. The brains behind it believe the bot can be a small, low-cost, rechargeable, and programmable platform for STEAM. What? Education. Really? The small size also leaves the possibility of mass producing such a robot at a lower cost. Well, yeah, I mean, the smaller it is, the cheaper it is, and the more you can make. The robot itself, these are really neat, though. It's kicking a ball. It's doing its side-to-side dancing. It's holding up a flag. Maybe it popped the flag up. That indicates an elbow movement, right? The robot itself was the first design in CAD, and then it's our articulate panels, acrylic panels, and 3D printed components were produced and assembled in the school's robotics lab. Students therefore reached out to Servo Motors Manufacturing, putting the servos together on a 16-channel control board installed in the back of the robot. Students were able to control their bot using onboard buttons and via a mobile device. In addition to moving legs and arms, the robot, as seen in the video above, can be programmed to dance, do kung fu, and even kick a football. These moves are powered by a built-in 7.4 lithium-ion battery. The Diosin Boys School Robotics team wants to make the design and code of their tiny robot open source, which would further their idea of making STEAM education workshops interesting and economically viable, which is really cool. Really cool. Look at that. Guinness World Records. Smallest robot, 2024, January 6th. It's just really neat. I mean, these robots are insane. There's more and more of them. And I keep saying, you know, what are we doing with all the waste? Where are they going? What's happening here? But they're just going to keep making them. I had to stop real quick. Whew. All right, I'm back. It's cold up here. I need my sweatshirt. Man, I got to go get a new thermostat. I didn't know they break, but mine is definitely broken. It's just doing a clicking thing. Click, 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 click. Because I was like, I'm like listening. I'm like, I heard a clicking. And I'm like, what is that? And I go out there and I'm like looking for it. It's my thermostat. Just sitting there clicking. Keeps just flashing in and out. And I change the battery and it just keeps doing it. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess we have no heat upstairs. Oh, I'm telling you, there is always something to fix. So owning a house is no different than a car. You're fixing it or you're enjoying it until it breaks and it's time to fix it. That's it. That's it. So, all right. But I got another one here. Let's get back into this. We got another Magic Labs humanoid can toast marshmallows, fold clothes, and dance. So this is what the robot looks like, and luckily, we got a video, everybody. And I can't play the music, so look at this. It's grabbing a marshmallow. It's grabbing a marshmallow. It's putting it on a metal stick to the best of its ability. It's toasting the marshmallow. You gonna eat it? Eat the marshmallow. He's not going to eat it. Now he's going to carefully fold clothes. Man, that looks... Does that not look animated to anybody else? That's not how you fold the... Oh, come on. I mean, I guess it's okay. It looks like my wife just folded that shirt. I'm sorry, honey. Sorry. I mean, what the fuck is that? No, my OCD won't allow that to happen. You watering plants? Now that I wouldn't mind you doing. That's not enough water. But you did a good job, robot. Maybe it's the quality of the video. Hold on a second. It only comes in 720, so maybe it is the quality of the film. Look, he's dancing, but he's not dancing with his legs. So is this one on wheels too? He does magic tricks. Let me see this magic trick. He's showing you the bottom of the bowl. No, the egg's over there. Yeah, here you go. He found the egg. He puts it in the bowl. And then what? Throws it at the wall? What? All right, wait a minute. The fuck? What was that? There was a splice in that film, right? Anybody else see that? I'm not going to, I'll play it back for myself. Man, there's no way that robot just turned, there's no way that the robot just turned an egg into a small basketball. There was a film cut there. That film was so janky that I almost want to apologize for showing it to you. But that's what this is all about. It's about having fun, figuring it out, and looking into things. So, I don't know. You tell me what you think about that one when you look up the link yourself. But, I mean, this is the third robot that I've talked about that can do chores, laundry, cook food, and all these other things that I've talked about. And there's actually four of them that I know of right now. And then I saw this, which is Tesla's robot walking around, just walking around. Now, this thing looks like it's almost lazy in a sense, because it's still, while it's walking, it's still bent. It's still bent. It's not like standing up straight. You know what I mean? But look at it stroll. I don't think I stroll like that. And I feel like we straighten our knees more. But I mean, for it to be walking around, since most of the robots that I've been talking about, since I started talking about them, has been on wheels. And this guy, well, I don't know if those are robot feet or if they put shoes on it. It looks like they put a pair of shoes on it, does it not? But I mean, that's really good strolling. That could keep up a good pace on a sidewalk. Which is crazy that we could be walking side by side these things with their hip fans blowing in our face. Right? That's what I'm imagining, because there is no sound. But that's what I'm imagining it's doing. It's just sitting there, and all of its motors. And when they dance, it's like. And they're like, kill target. And we're all dead. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where we're going with this shit. It is wild. So I wanted to play this next one for you because I found this to be very interesting. So if you watch this 7-6. If you watch this 7-second clip. Look at the clip itself. Now, I don't know why they would want to do this, what the reasoning behind it is. But you can clearly see in this picture, and I'll bring my mouse up so you can see it better. The 3655 is legible. It's legible. Why is it legible? It's legible because they mirrored this footage. Now, why? Why would they be mirroring this footage of the president walking through the door? Let's watch. I honestly don't have an answer yet. He walks in, but then he like stops and checks to see if he can still come in. Almost like, is it okay if I enter? So this is mirrored, right? And then I got this to show the actual clip that's unmirrored. Now, was that just because we couldn't see that black kid? Like, was this just to show the demographic that showed up for him? Like, I'm still trying to figure out why they mirrored this. I'm going to shut the sound off and just kind of talk through it. So he's waving, he's talking. He probably doesn't even know he's in a restaurant in LA right now. Although, if you just saw that phone walked away a little bit after the 7-second clip. So I'm wondering if that clip came from a different source. But why would they be mirroring it? Look at his face. Good to see you, man. Is it? I mean, I cannot put my finger on it. Why would they release that footage mirrored? For what reason? And why was he going into a restaurant in LA? You know? I'm trying, there's something afoot here. There's a reason that they did this, and I can't figure out the reason at this very moment. But there is a reason why they mirrored this, why they showed that black kid, why they showed him shaking a black man's hand first. And that's all I can capture from this video, is that you don't see those two. Like, when he goes to shake the hand, you don't see the hand. You don't see the kid in the corner. But when it's mirrored, you see them both very clearly. Was that the reasoning for this? Was it just because they're like, hey, look, black people do show up, so you should vote for them? It's got to be an ulterior motive. It has to be. And then I had to share this with myself because I could not get it to play. For some weird reason, the link wouldn't work, but I think everybody needs to hear this because this was actually said. This is real. This is what they want. This is what the WHO wants. And if we keep doing what we're doing, they're eventually going to get it. Oh, that sounds like a great idea. Subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. I like this kid's reaction.
Once a pandemic is declared.
Oh, good,
obviously
good.
The budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world.
Wow.
By saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
Humans are no greater value than animals. Well, isn't that nice to know? Isn't it nice to know that you are no more valued than your dog or cat or the cow that I'm going to eat later? That is absolutely 100% batshit crazy, everybody. And if you are sitting there going, I don't understand what the big deal is, it sounds like a great plan, well, then you are a massive part of this problem, because this is awful. This takes away all of our rights, everything that we've worked so hard for, everything that we live and stand for would be ripped away from us. This is absolutely 100% disgusting. They basically just want to duplicate what they already did because they felt like it did something. And then this gives them full control over everything we do. What you can and can't use for medications during a pandemic? Oh, you mean like ivermectin and all the other ones that I can't even remember or say? You mean those? The ones that have been around for hundreds of years that we use for malaria and everything else? You mean all those things that have been proven to work are going to be the things that you can tell us we're not going to be able to use those, because that's what you did last time. So I'm not going to assume that you're going to do anything different this time. It's going to be the same. But this is mind-blowing, everybody. You will be happy, and you will have nothing. And just, man, it's so frustrating, and it makes me so angry, because nothing they did worked. Nothing they told us was correct. And yet these people keep trying to say that what they did was great and what they're doing is great. Did you see the new articles on the vaccines? Yeah, they put the word slight. There is a slight problem with the vaccinations, with heart disease, raised blood pressure, and one other symptom that everybody was getting. And they're saying it was a slight complication because of the vaccines. I don't think it was slight. I think it was a big, giant problem with the vaccines and the boosters and the way that they told us to do it and the way they fired everybody and the way they just took everybody's lives away. If that's what you want, then go live in a country where that's already happening, because I don't want it to happen here. So I just have a hard, hard, hard time right now with any of this, because it's so infuriating and it's been disproven, and we know that they just did something to do something, which is not the way you're supposed to do anything. You're not. You don't just do something to do something because you feel like it's going to be the right thing to do. You do it because it is the right thing to do. You do it because it's going to help. They don't want to help. They want to hurt. They want us to have very little and be fully dependent on them to tell us what to do, what to eat, what medications to take, where to go, how to spend our money. They want to dictate every part of our lives. And I just, man, that one I just thought was so wild. I couldn't even believe that was actually said out loud. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. So the most amazing thing that happened to me this week was at jiu-jitsu. Absolutely I don't know if you can tell, but I'll pull it aside for you. And my purple belt is now up on the wall. So I officially got my brown belt on Monday. I don't normally talk about my ranks. I don't normally, you know, we do talk jiu-jitsu a lot, but I don't talk about the belts because I don't feel like it's something that needs to be talked about, because the reason for it is for yourself, right? You're going to get your belt when you get your belt. But it's not all about the belts. But this one here in particular is a giant leap for me. This is helped me solidify myself where I am, not only in my jiu-jitsu, but in my life. This is probably the biggest accomplishment I've ever done. And you know, being 7 years separated from alcohol, almost a year separated from vaping, this took 9 years to do. And it is absolutely by far, I mean, I cried. I'll put a picture up, but not of me crying, but it just, when you put your heart and soul into something and you put, let's just say, 3 days a week for 9 years in, when you reach a certain pillar, it's not the final pillar and it's not where I'm stopping. I'm not stopping, but it's so rewarding, you know? In my jiu-jitsu game and my jiu-jitsu life, I guess I could say, because my life does revolve around it. You know, I've gone leaps and bounds from where I've started. And what that shows me is that if I can do that, I can do anything. Because if there's anything that's more difficult than giving up an addiction, it's starting something new. Because as we get older, we get worried about being embarrassed. And also we worried about getting hurt. And we don't want to get hurt and we don't want to get embarrassed. So it's hard to start something new, especially when it's rough on the body and it takes exercise and a lot of work to keep injuries to the side. Because they happen. But I want to tell everybody right now that it doesn't matter how old you are or where you are in life. If you want to start something new, it is time to start today. And since it's spring and it's warming up outside, I think this is a great time to do it. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and it's time for you to get off that couch, get out of that comfort zone, and go do something good for yourself. Go do something that you're going to get rewarded from. You know, work hard towards something and feel the reward of all the work that you put into it. It is absolutely life-changing. But, you know, it's just very exciting, and I'm excited to finally, you know, be where I am today. It's just, it's one of those things where, like, you just put in, and when they tell you you're ready, it's, you're almost like, I am? Because I was like, this is really happening, huh? I mean, I came home with that thing, and I sat down with it, and I was like, wow, I cannot believe I'm holding this in my hand. I've gotten to break it in a couple times this week. Very fun, great matches, and there's more to come. But, you know, I don't think ranks, belts, and stuff like that are talked about a lot because it's something that we kind of hold close to ourselves. But I want to let everybody know out there that the color of the belt doesn't matter. The amount of effort that you put in when you achieve that belt, that's what makes it all worth it. You know, that's what. It's just, I think that's what winning feels like. Because right now, I kind of feel like a winner. But on that note, everybody, you know, these podcasts are getting a little tough for me to record from time to time, but I'm here and I did it. And now I got to get going. So that being said, thank you, everybody, for subscribing, watching. I greatly appreciate everybody. Keep giving thumbs up and good reviews on all of my guests. That keeps them coming back to more and more episodes. And remember, if you're new to the podcast, subscribe. All right, that's the most important thing you can do. It's what helps the podcast grow. It's what keeps me coming back here week after week, and it's what allows me to keep dumping more money into this thing. So keep them coming, and of course, use the Linktree link to share with everybody you know. Hopefully, they like it as much as you do. If you want your opportunity to tell your story or be on this podcast with me and sit down right here at the round table, talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. That's talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. Don't forget about the t-shirts, all right? So if you want a t-shirt, you need to let me know through the email. If you want a sticker, let me know through the email. The more orders I get, the more chances, the better the chances that I'm going to pull the trigger on this purchase, and we'll have some stickers and shirts. So it's going to be fun. And the only way to get involved and get your request in for this merch, that's right, Talking with Topher merch, the only way to do this is through the email, talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. That's talkinwithtopher@gmail.com. And then, of course, don't forget about the Linktree, all right, everybody? The Linktree link. You need to go into the description and you can click that. That'll give you access to everything TWT. And then, of course, it's just as easy to copy that link and share it with everybody you know. So go ahead and do that. I greatly appreciate it, and it just helps the podcast out so much. So that all being said, I hope everybody out there enjoys the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy your weekend. And as always, I will talk to you later.